It's good to see you this morning, and then the weather is so fresh, and then we can wake up early, come to SP to have fellowship with God. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. Thank you for good health that you give it to us, and thank you for good opportunity that we can come close to you this morning. We pray that the Holy Spirit give us understanding when we read the Bible and when we pray, so we will know the will of God in our life, and we will know how should we do as a Christian. Thank you, Father. We lift up this time to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So let us open our Bible. We only read one verse. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Luke 24, verse 45. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. I like to share with you this verse because I think this verse is very, very important for our spiritual life. Everybody have two eyes, and every day when we wake up, we see everything. Some of us watch television. Some of us read newspaper, and then some of us maybe take a walk and then see around. But most of us, when we use our eyes, we see something that we want to see. And then we use our seeing to get some insight. If I'm a boss like that, when I go to market, I will see something that can give me some profit. If I'm a worker, when I go to office, then I will see what should I do. If I'm a student, I will see the book so that I can pass the exam. But my question is, I'm also a believer. So how should I see, and how should I get something from I see? Because if we don't have this kind of understanding, so our life just same with unbeliever. Everybody just pass through and we do not do anything. So we need to know this first. The Bible told us, and he opened the understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Of course, this story talk about the resurrection of Christ. Before Jesus appeared to the disciple, he already appeared a few times. And then after that, still some of disciples don't believe. They said, for example, if we read the book of John, we can see that Thomas, one of the students, said, if I didn't see through my eyes, then I cannot believe. Actually, the story of resurrection already tell before in the Old Testament. That's why when Jesus tried to make the disciple understand, Jesus opened Old Testament, because in Old Testament there are a lot of verse talk about the resurrection of Christ. But the problem is the disciple, they don't understand. They don't understand. That's why Bible told us he opened their understanding that they may comprehend the scripture. What is the meaning of open? The word open comes from the word Greek, dia noigo. Usually the word dia means pass through. So this word means to open truly. To open truly. Really, before they cannot see, now they can see. So if we know that in John chapter 9, we can see that Jesus healed the one blind Before he cannot see anything, now he can see anything. This word also happened in Acts chapter 16, verse 14. We see Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from city of Thyatira who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear the things spoken by Paul. The Lord opened her heart. The same word, open. Because the Lord opened her heart so Lydia can believe that Jesus is the Lord. So this word open means special revelation that God gives to someone. Oh, thanks God, if today we can see that Jesus is the Lord, because many people cannot see Jesus as the Lord. Many people cannot see Jesus as the Lord because something in their eyes. Let us see 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14. But their minds were blind, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Something in their eyes, so they cannot understand. Brothers and sisters, I serve Muslim people. In Al-Quran, there are a lot of verses talk about Jesus. They use Isa to talk about Jesus. When they read Quran, they should to know that Isa is the Lord. But the problem is something in their eyes. That's why they cannot see Jesus is the Lord. It takes time to open their eyes. How we can help them? We just pray. That's why in Muslim people, there are a lot of miracles. Miracle happen because they can see Jesus, not in Al-Quran, but in daily life. For example, we just have one new sister come to join with us. She is from west of Java. West of Java is strong Muslim area. And then this sister joined with us. And then after that, this sister have some problem. And then she pray. When she pray, she saw the moon. And then beside the moon, she saw there's a cross beside the moon. And then she asked other sister, what does it mean? Then the sisters tell the sister that you get special revelation from Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this verse told us that Jewish people cannot understand, cannot believe, because something in their mind, something in their eyes. That's why they need our help to pray for them. If one day we share gospel to our family, for example, our friend, if they don't believe, don't get angry, because something still in their eyes. That's why we need pray for them. Only Jesus can open their eyes. That's why in Luke chapter 24, 45, we can see that Jesus opened their mind so that they can understand the Bible. Modern people, of course, sometimes we include in modern people, cannot understand because we use our mind. Sometimes when we have problem, we do not come to God. Just our mind. Thinking. And then after that, we give up. Solomon Potts has a motto. Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing can happen if we do not use our mind, but we use our faith to see anything. One more time, we use our faith. To use our faith, then we need Jesus open our eyes to see anything. Few years ago, before I take over this ministry, I cannot believe it if someone can hear the word of God directly like that or see something. But when I go through this ministry, then I say, yeah, God is word. God always wants to tell something to people. That's why God used many instruments to open their mind, their eyes. Then I can believe that now the same God still works among us. The problem is, do we believe that God can open people's mind, people's eyes? Of course, you and me include in this kind of people. Brothers and sisters, many of us believe, but of course, sometimes we don't believe. I repeat again, many of us believe, but sometimes we don't believe. Why I say we don't believe? Because we do not live in what we believe. We believe, but we don't believe. Why? Because we don't live according what belief. If one believer believes, then he or she should live in what he believes. Reality. Let's open John 20:19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut where the disciple was assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Do they believe that Jesus already rose from the dead? I can say yes. Do they believe Jesus rise from the dead? I can say no. So they believe, but they don't believe. What they do, they stay in the room and then close the door. And then they fear. How many people believe Jesus Christ but still live in this kind of living? Close the door. And then feel fear. Fear about future. Fear about anything, and then close the door. Believer not live in the room, but believer is open the room. Believer not live in fear, but live in joy. One of our sisters just go back to Indonesia. 3 years ago, when she believed Jesus Christ, her brother called me and said, "I will burn house of her friend because her friend bring her go to Jesus." And then when I hear this, I was so fear. I was so fear. And then today, she go back to Indonesia. I don't have any fear again. I said, God chose her. God has new purpose for her. God has new plan for her. Even there's something problem, but God still go with her. Why? Because Jesus promised to the disciple, "I will not let down one of your hair." How many house of wives in this room swept the floor? Nelly, did you do it? No? How about you, Sarah? No, no, okay. Other, yeah, do it, okay. How many times one day? Two times? Once a week? Okay, yeah. Okay, let's say we do it 2 times a day, morning and afternoon. Morning, we sweep the floor. You can find some hair, okay? Yeah, people who never sweep the floor don't know. Morning time, when you sweep the floor, you can find hair. And then afternoon, when you sweep, then you can find same hair. That's why I always talk to my wife, don't do so many times. You do it, and still, I don't know where this come from. Yeah? And I hold my hair still in this place. Yeah? So, hair is very easy falling down. But the Bible told us, I do not let one hair going down without my permission. That means Jesus control everything. Because Jesus control everything, we no need to have fear in this life. God opened the door. And God will protect us. The disciple, they believe, but they don't believe. But after that, they go out. Why? Because God already opened their eyes. So it's very important for us, ask God to open our eyes so that we can see through what's God's plan for us. We come back again to this reading, Luke 24. We see that he opened their understanding that they may comprehend the scripture. How God opened our eyes. If we see verse 44, Jesus told them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophet, and the psalm concerning me. Jesus opened their eyes, not suddenly, but Jesus used what? Used scripture. The law of Moses, the prophet, and the psalm, we call Old Testament. So Jesus used Old Testament to open their eyes. That's why we still use Old Testament. Because from Old Testament, we can know who is God, we can know the will of God, and we get many, many good insight from Old Testament. People who never read the Bible, they don't know anything about God. Yeah, of course, we can know God from creation, but this is common revelation. To get special revelation, we need to read the Bible. Many times when I read the Bible, I get new insight. And this new insight really give me like a new energy. This week, a little bit tired because last week I need to fly one city, another city. And how I recover my body, I drink some honey. I brought it from Kupang. Pastor Eugene, you want it? Yeah. Honey lemon is nice like that. Then when I drink, then I get new power. Same. For spiritual, we need Bible. Old Testament, open our eyes. One more time, Old Testament, open our eyes. Even sometime when we read, we just see, oh, this just history. Of course, this is the history book. But inside the history, we can see God's story. So we need to read this Bible, Old Testament. Second thing, how Jesus opened their eyes, we see from verse 31. Still chapter 24, 30 and 31. Now it came to pass, as he said, at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Through experience with God, passed away. But Jesus repeat again. When Jesus repeat again, they suddenly open. That's why a Christian need to have journal. If you don't have a strong mind to remember everything, you need to write down. After you write down, you keep it. Maybe 2 years after that, you come back again to that journal and you can read, and then you can feel that how God bless you, how God opened your mind. Jesus used experience to open disciple mind. After this experience, they open and then they know that Jesus is the Lord. The third thing, we can see from John chapter 20, 22. John 20, 22. And when he had said to this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. By receiving the Holy Spirit, evangelical people, they believe they only receive Holy Spirit one time for salvation. After I joined with Charismatic Church, then I little bit changed. I said, of course, I received Holy Spirit one time when I was believe Jesus Christ. But I need to receive Holy Spirit for many times, for every day in my life, so that I can understand God's will in my life. That's why I ask Holy Spirit always come upon me, so that I can understand the will of God. Jesus give Holy Spirit. I believe that before, the disciple already have Holy Spirit, but now Jesus give it again and again, so that they can understand. We need to ask, give us Holy Spirit again and again, so that we can believe and then we can understand what's God's will for us. 3 points. Number one, using Bible. Number two, using experience. Number three, God give Holy Spirit. How we can get this all blessing? First of all, we need to repent. The story of prodigal sons told us that the youngest son gets salvation because he repent. After he repent, then he walked through and he get blessing. The second point, we need to have desire. The Bible told us there are some non-Jewish people, they really, really have desire with God. For example, we know that Cornelius, from the book of Acts chapter 10, he really worship God. He has desire, and God opened his eyes. That's why in the same time, God opened Peter's eyes, so that Peter can see Cornelius, and then Peter can share the gospel to him. Why he got it? Because he has desire. Every believer who has desire, then God will give this blessing to them. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what's your problem with your eyes. What is... do you have any thing to block your eyes? This morning, I encourage you, come to Jesus. Jesus can open your heart, your eyes. Jesus used the Bible to open it. Jesus used to experience, and Jesus used Holy Spirit to open this. What we need, just ask God. God, open my eyes so that I can see what you want me to see. I can do what you want me to do. Ask him. He can open your eyes. One more thing, ask him. He can open. If Jesus opened disciple mind, Jesus also can open our mind, your mind, my mind so that we can see clearly. That's why we come here for this morning. We not just say, Lord Jesus, I need ABC. No. Come to Him and ask, open my eyes. Let's pray. Use few seconds. Ask God, open my eyes, God. Open my spiritual eyes so I can see something that I haven't seen before. If you have desire, then God will open your eyes. I know from the book of Acts, Paul has big desire to share the gospel. And then God give him a revelation from Macedonia. People come from Macedonia said, come to me. And Paul get this vision. The same God will give you vision, will open your eyes. Just you ask Him, open my eyes, God.
I'm not afraid. Yes, Lord, let's show us your glory today. Father, open our eyes. We want to see your glory all around. We want to see it in the streets of Hong Kong. We want to see it in our homes. We want to see it. Open our eyes, O Lord. Let's pray for those who are sick and ask the Lord to open their eyes to see that, that Jesus is the great physician, that he is in control, that he has a plan for the Lord to be close, to take cancer and to destroy it. And so let's lift up those with cancer going through chemotherapy and waiting for a transplant. Let's ask the Lord's glory to be made known through their healing. Let's pray. Pray for the salvation of those that are sick, and let's ask the Lord to open their eyes to see that, that Jesus is the Lord. Let's pray for their sickness and cancer, and let's lift them up. Let's intercede for them. Let's pray for those with other sicknesses and infirmities, and let's ask the Lord to do a great work in healing them, and let God be glorified. And so let's pray for them right now. Let's lift up those who are looking for jobs and employment, and let's ask the Lord to sustain them, to provide for them, to encourage them, and to open doors. Let's ask the Lord for interviews and just wisdom. So let's lift up those who are looking for jobs right now. Jesus, Lord, pray for our mission focus, and today we're praying for Hong Kong and our local ministries. So let's pray for our local churches as we got to experience Pastor Peter Ho to speak for us. Let's pray for our local churches. Let's pray for our YWAM ministries. Let's lift up our other local ministries that we support, and let's ask the Lord to use them in powerful ways. And we're a team here in Hong Kong, and we need to just continue to bless all the different ministries as we work together for the revival of Hong Kong. So let's pray for our local ministries. Let's lift up the missions committee as we meet and gather, as we mobilize SP to be a part of the global community, to serve, to outreach. And so let's lift them up, ask God for wisdom and unity. And so if you could just lift up the missions committee right now. Pray for our local outreach teams. Let's lift up those who are serving in these ministries and ask the Lord to increase volunteers, increase those who can serve, especially for the community center, Agape, for our homeless ministry, for our SP Lights and our prison ministries that's about to launch. Let's ask the Lord to bless the leaders there, and that the people would be experience Christ through our ministries. So let's lift them up in prayer right now. Continue to pray for Hong Kong, for the government, for revival, for a relationship with China, and let's ask the Lord for revival. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for salvation. Let's pray for people to come to know Christ. Let's pray for the atmosphere that people would come into Hong Kong and experience God in ways, in revelation, in dreams, in miracles. Let's pray for Hong Kong. And let's lift up McCain House Church that meets today. Ask the Lord to bless their community, bless one another, that they would experience Christ as they serve together, as they meet together. So let's pray for McCain House Church. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. God, would you open our eyes to see how wonderful and powerful and blessed we are because of you. Open our eyes to see your incredible love that never ends, that is faithful, that reaches out to us, that pursues us. God, open our eyes to see the wonder of the cross. And God, we pray for revelation as you walk with us today in our workplaces, in our homes. God, we bless your name. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy your time with the Lord, and we'll see you tomorrow.